From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has launched a series of talks with Iraqi officials on Friday during a one-day surprise visit to Baghdad to underscore U.S. support for the government as it addresses security, economic, and political challenges.
This is obviously a very critical time here in Iraq and in the region. And you and I have been working on a lot of different issues the last few years, so it's good to come and be able to visit.
That's Kerry speaking with Foreign Minister Ibrahim al-Jafri. He'll also meet with Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and Kurdistan Regional Government Prime Minister Nechir von Barzani. In addition to showing U.S. support for the government, Kerry is also expected to discuss the multinational coalition's ongoing support for Iraqi-led efforts to defeat Islamic State, said State Department spokesman John Kirby ahead of the trip. Kerry's visit comes as Iraqi-led forces push to retake the northern city of Mosul, which fell to Islamic State militants in 2014. A group of 45 Pakistani migrants has reached Dikili in Turkey, making the short trip from a migrant camp on the Greek islands where they were staying. At least two activists were arrested for trying to prevent the Turkish vessel from leaving. A second group of migrants is expected to arrive in Turkey later on Friday. Greek authorities say none of the migrants sent to Turkey have applied for asylum in the EU. Myanmar has begun releasing political prisoners, as promised by ruling party leader Aung San Suu Kyi on Thursday. Families have begun gathering at prisons since Aung San Suu Kyi's announcement, waiting for word of their loved ones. She said amnesties would be granted as part of the celebration of the Buddhist New Year. From Washington, this is VOA.